Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Steve. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss a relatively recent conclusion a researcher came to when it comes to women's selection of men these days. In one study, 80% of women only selected 1% of men out of a choice of 100. That means that for the other 20% of women, the top one guy out of 100 probably wasn't even enough for them. For them, it would have been 1 in 1,000 or maybe even 1 in 10,000. I don't really want to get into the stats behind this. I'm more interested in what's causing women to have such high standards in the first place. The sexual marketplace was already dysfunctional before Tinder came out in 2013. Back then, I was on there from 2014 to 15. Before that, there were dating apps so you could go date outside your social circle, but the number of people doing that was only about 10 to 20% of the dating population. It wasn't a mainstream activity yet. The majority of women don't use computers for dating unless they're homely looking or older, and their options are limited in the real world, and their social circle. But I knew older women that were able to score well-to-do doctors and engineers on dating apps 15 years ago. And you can sure bet that other women heard about that and started using them too. But it wasn't until Tinder made online dating super easy that it finally took off. That's when things started changing. The option for the majority of women to suddenly be able to date outside their social circles created a buffet of schlongs. Sure, women had the option to sleep around before, but now there was zero social consequences because the men they were sleeping with were not in that circle. This is hookup culture on steroids. It worked out well for me back then because I could go on Tinder and in a week or two have a girlfriend. But back then there were unlimited swipe rights and it wasn't a pay-to-play platform. I suspect that what happened as a result of Tinder is the same tiny group of guys are having bedroom fun adventures with hundreds if not thousands of women. All the women that are getting together with that guy are trying to land and keep him. If they can't land that Chad, then they go on Tinder and throw themselves at another. The sexual marketplace is probably a monopoly for a small minority of men at the top, thanks to Tinder and Bumble. Women can afford to be picky because they see Chads on there all the time and can easily hook up with them, even if it's for only one night if they're the average woman that's a typical 5 or 6. Then they go on to become alpha widows. They become single until they find another alpha. Today, someone sent me an article called "Study Finds More Than 60% of Young Men Are Single. Who Are All the Women Dating?" Unquote. The author is clearly misguided. Dating is dead. We're living in the midst of an online hookup culture. The young women that are actually dating are with either older and more established men in their 30s or 40s, or they're hooking up with chats, or maybe both if they use something like Ashley Madison. The guys at the top are getting the overwhelming majority of this sexual attention out there. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to incels were right 5 years ago when they said that women's standards have gone up, clown world show. The crazy thing is that women are dropping in value when it comes to desirability, because they have so many partners and it's getting to the point where many guys are so frustrated with their odds of finding a girlfriend or getting a relationship that they've given up entirely. What's the point of trying when your odds of matching with the woman are next to nothing? So most men are going through a famine when it comes to females while others are cleaning up. Women don't care about loyalty as much as men do. They're willing to go online and share the top guy on Tinder with many other women. They obviously don't like it, but they tend to accept it. Then you have things like Instagram where women follow the most attractive guys and fill their feed with nothing but them. So they get into the headspace where they believe the whole world is full of attractive men out there. But then they look around in their own life and they see guys that they would classify as losers visually. In the past, a woman never would have been able to see all the men she sees on social media, and she'd never be able to meet the number of Chads the typical woman does today. Women had to try and settle down with the best man they could find, and then try and improve that man into the man they wanted, but didn't exist. They would have to offer up encouragement and support to take a diamond in the rough and chip and polish him into something that was close to the man that she actually wanted. Let's get real. Women have always wanted the top 1% of men out there. The only difference is the 1% of men that women had access to in the past weren't as good looking, because we didn't have technology to amplify women's options. Sure, women could see attractive musicians on television or on a concert stage, but they didn't have the same access to them through social media. You might argue that the age of the movie star came to an end as influencers and YouTubers became a thing. Now many women just park themselves on Tinder and wait for the right man to bite. They are patient and in no hurry because they're making their own money and having fun sleeping around. If they have to wait 10 to 20 years for the right man to come along, then so be it. That's what I think their strategy is these days. This doesn't bode well for fertility rates and family formation, however. Some people in places like Japan have suggested that we return to a system where one man has multiple wives. But that only worked in the past because women couldn't make their own money, and one wealthy man could have more than one lady. Plus, today one man can barely afford to pay for the lifestyle for one woman, while getting into tons of debt. I think the country that'll own the future is the first one that creates cheap, affordable surrogacy and nanny services for men. They'll be able to, at bare minimum, keep their population from crashing, and making sure it stays stable. The real legacy of Steve Jobs and his iPhone is that it'll lead to the speeding up of the crash of human populations globally. Again, women have always had the same standards, it's just that now technology allows them to implement them. Before, they couldn't sleep around because they would get preggers and didn't have access to abortions and contraception. But even with those technologies, there were still social consequences to sleeping around. Now, thanks to technology, those are for the most part gone as well. For the first time in history, women and chads have unlimited lust with no consequences. The only thing keeping the revolution at bay in my mind is the collapse in testosterone levels in men. I'm predicting that at some point, there will be a country where the men will stand up to woke and make sure their masculinity doesn't wither away. That's partially why I think the West is so anti-Russia. Besides the obvious angle of there being a war. Russia currently has a fertility rate that's now higher than the United States, and has sanctions being imposed on it. I just found another article claiming that the reason that 60% of men under the age of 30 are single is because of our so-called erotic alone time, choking the chicken. But digital poon was around 20 years ago and men were still getting laid. The system won't dare blame women and their nature for making men walk away, or for the fact that women's standards have increased so much that the average or above average man is no longer desirable. What happens in 10 years when 70, 80, or even 90% of men are single under the age of 30? Because they have virtual sex dolls or AI will generate the perfect woman for them. They will do the most degrading things on screen that no other woman in the real world will ever do. Besides, all they need to do is download 5 images of their favorite crush's pictures off the internet and maybe get 10 seconds of her voice recording, and they can create a virtual version of her to help them get some post-nut clarity. I suspect that men will start to create custom smut and will have no need to share with anyone. They'll just keep it for their own entertainment's sake and women won't even know about it. That's the future. At that point, when enough men stop talking to women and giving them any and all attention, they'll start losing their minds. If they aren't medicated, because the supply of friend-zone simps will dry up completely. How will women get attention then? Some ladies might even be afraid to post their pictures online for attention because someone might commit virtual rape by rendering them nude and fapping off to their image. The technology can already do that to pictures. Imagine what it's going to be like with full videos. Saying that men are single and not in a relationship because of adult content is always a way to shame men back to the plantation. Telling us we're nothing more than professional jerker offers is not something many of us want to hear. But the good thing is the shame is starting to wear off on us. Once you use the shame of toxic masculinity and incel on us over and over again too many times, it starts to lose the ability to make us feel bad. Women are going to need some new slur that goes beyond just incel to get men to feel bad enough to try harder, so they can be put in the friend zone. Because the truth is that while women only want the top 1% of men to sleep with, they still need the other 99% of men to be their emotional tampons. They know that if they got a chat and did that to him, he would walk away in an instant. So they have to walk around on eggshells around him. They need other men to emotionally abuse by dumping their emotional garbage onto. Women don't want us to know that. No matter how much technology and money they have, they're always on the prowl looking for a victim to dump their negative fifis onto. Plus, they tend to get lonelier with age and need at the mere minimum a female sister, mother, or other relative to talk to, or they self-destruct. They're always looking for someone to offload their emotional issues onto, which in my opinion is nothing more than emotional abuse. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Steve for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in 20 or 30 years, only 10% of men under the age of 30 will be smashing any woman. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that have such high standards that any man living or dead can't even meet them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.